Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Woman's Hour, The Great Fight to Win the Vote by Elaine Weiss, is a narrative history of the final push to ratify the 19th Amendment, which secured women the right to vote in the United States. Rather than covering the entire suffrage movement in broad strokes, the book concentrates on the decisive 1920 battle in Tennessee, where one state became the last necessary step for national ratification. Weiss uses this narrow historical frame to show how political power actually operated through lobbying, pressure campaigns, personal persuasion, media battles, and behind-the-scenes negotiation. The book is both a history of a constitutional turning point and a study of how social reform movements depend on long, incremental organizing. It also places gender, race, class, and partisan strategy at the center of the story, showing that suffrage was never a simple or unified cause. The result is an accessible but serious account of one of the most important political struggles in American history. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Tennessee became the decisive battleground for national ratification. Weiss structures the book around August 1920 in Nashville, when the 19th Amendment needed one final state to secure ratification. That choice gives the narrative immediate stakes, because the outcome could still change by a single legislative vote. Tennessee matters not only as a geographic setting, but as a political crossroads where national ambitions met local interests. The book shows how suffragists, anti-suffragists, politicians, business figures, and activists all converged in one state legislature under intense pressure. This setting helps explain why constitutional change often depends less on abstract principle than on timing, local alliances, and procedural leverage. By focusing on one dramatic legislative contest, Weiss turns a century-long movement into a concrete political struggle that readers can follow closely. Secondly, the suffrage fight was shaped by overlapping coalitions rather than a simple gender divide. One of the book's key insights is that the battle over women's voting rights cannot be reduced to men against women. Weiss shows four distinct camps: pro-suffrage men, anti-suffrage men, pro-suffrage women, and anti-suffrage women. That structure matters because it reveals how ideology, party loyalty, class interest, and cultural anxiety cut across gender lines. Some men supported enfranchisement, while some women resisted it out of fears about social order, morality, or political change. This makes the book more analytically precise than a simple heroic narrative, because it demonstrates that reform movements must contend with internal disagreement, as well as external opposition. The layered coalition politics also explain why persuasion, not just protest, was central to the campaign. Thirdly, the book highlights the role of ordinary organizers in sustaining a decades-long movement. Weiss emphasizes the unnamed volunteers who kept the suffrage cause alive over many years through letter writing, fundraising, meeting attendance, and persistent local work. This is an important corrective to histories that focus only on famous leaders or headline-grabbing confrontations. The book suggests that movements succeed because thousands of people perform repetitive, often invisible tasks long before victory is possible. That argument gives the book its broader significance. It presents political change as cumulative rather than sudden. The final legislative victory in Tennessee is shown as the product of long preparation, not an isolated breakthrough. By foregrounding this infrastructure of activism, Weiss explains how moral causes become politically viable and why patience, coordination, and endurance matter in democratic reform. Fourthly, race, power, and resistance to black enfranchisement remain central to the story. Although the book is about women gaining the vote, Weiss does not treat suffrage as a purely inclusive democratic victory. The opposition included racist forces determined to prevent black women from benefiting from the amendment, and the text connects the struggle to broader tensions over power and citizenship in the post-Civil War United States. That historical context is crucial because it shows that universal political language often coexisted with exclusionary aims. Weiss uses this dimension to complicate any easy celebration of the amendment, reminding readers that expanded rights for some groups could still leave others vulnerable. The book therefore links the suffrage battle to the longer American conflict over who counts as a full citizen and how democratic gains are distributed unevenly. Lastly, a single swing vote illustrates how history can turn on personal persuasion. The book's final drama centers on a Tennessee legislator whose vote helped secure ratification after he received a letter from his mother urging him to do the right thing. Weiss uses this episode to show how major historical outcomes can depend on intimate acts of persuasion made possible by sustained organizing. The moment is effective because it avoids reducing the story to one heroic individual. Instead, it shows how a personal decision can carry national consequences only when surrounded by years of public pressure, civic advocacy, and political groundwork. This approach makes the book especially useful as a study of democratic process legislation is not moved only by ideology or party discipline, but also by relationships, conscience, and human hesitation. The anecdote gives the broader movement a concrete endpoint without oversimplifying how that endpoint was reached. In conclusion, The Woman's Hour will appeal most to readers interested in American history, women's rights, constitutional change, and the mechanics of political organizing. It is especially valuable for those who want a history book that is both accessible and structurally focused, instead of surveying the entire suffrage era in the abstract. It zooms in on the decisive final battle and uses that moment to explain how reform movements actually win. Readers concerned with voting rights today will also find the book relevant, because it connects the suffrage struggle to present-day debates over democracy, exclusion, and civic participation. What distinguishes it from many other books in the genre is its combination of suspenseful narrative form and careful attention to coalition politics, race, and the hidden labor of ordinary activists. Weiss does not present the amendment as the inevitable reward of progress. She shows it as a contested and fragile victory shaped by persuasion, resistance, and persistence. That makes the book both historically informative and intellectually sharp. If you would like to support Elaine Weiss, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.